I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Syria's military assaults continue in a bid to silence the uprisings of the Arab Spring. This week, thousands fled the slaughter and went to Turkey. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says some of the refugees are Christians who were targeted in Iraq, but the mass movement of people also means new opportunities.
People that have been locked under Islam and not had opportunity to respond to Christ are going to places like Turkey, and we're in Istanbul. Some had come to Christ as a result of being out of the countries.
Next, Uzbekistan is guilty of more injustice. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says, according to Forum 18 News Service,
it's alleged that police officers conducted some sort of assault on a woman at her home while her parents were undergoing some interrogation over their religious activity at a local police station.
Another believer is getting death threats from an official, and the list of atrocities is growing.
The situation for the churches in these largely Muslim-dominated republics of Central Asia is just increasingly growing difficult.
Even still, these churches are strong.
We know that they're not going to stop proclaiming the gospel because of this.
And AYA Network's crusade against sexual slavery in Ghana has been picked up by women in West Michigan. AYA has freed more than 3,500 girls in sexual slavery, training them to make a decent living. Now Molly Carnes and Renee Tierbeck of West Michigan are raising awareness using fabric from the training center to make and sell greeting cards. They host events all over the area and send proceeds to aid the plight of the Ghanaian women. To learn more, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes by Hearing is honoring the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible by making it available to you on dramatized MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.